WOKI mobile app.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Swinging Florida. Polls tighten. I'm Christopher Cruz. The focus of the presidential campaign now squarely on Florida today, one of the swing states that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have to win if either is to become president. Clinton was in Cleveland Friday at a Beyonce concert.
Will we reject a dark and divisive vision for our future and embrace a hopeful, inclusive, unifying America?
Trump campaigned in Wilmington, North Carolina Friday.
Can you imagine 4 years of Hillary Clinton, 4 more years of ISIS, 4 more years of high taxes, 4 more years of nothing but problems, in addition to all of the legalities that she's done? Ay, ay, ay. I don't even like to think about it.
The latest Reuters Ipsos national poll has Clinton with a 5-point lead. I'm Christopher Cruz. One New York City police sergeant shot and killed, another shot and wounded in the Bronx Friday. They were hit as they responded to a call about a home invasion. A man had allegedly broken into the home of his estranged wife. He was shot and killed by the officers after he fired on them. The dead officer, Sergeant Paul Tuzzolo, was a father of two with 19 years on the job. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We told his wife, his mother, his father, that the NYPD would be with them, with their family, for as long as they need help for years and years to come. And we will support that family.
The U.S. Supreme Court could decide as early as this morning whether it will get involved in an Arizona case dealing with ballot collection. Justices will decide if they will hear an appeal on a now blocked law that makes it a felony for groups to go door to door to collect early ballots and deliver them to the polls. Democrats argued the law hindered minorities from voting. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the law yesterday. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
The internet and social media can be great resources for finding information, but they're also the perfect vehicles for spreading misinformation.
You may have heard the stories. Tens of thousands of fraudulent ballots cast for Hillary Clinton found in an Ohio warehouse. Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark, who's black, exposed as a KKK member. Attention-grabbing, but all false. And all repeated on outlets like Fox News, Twitter, and Facebook. Media analyst Brian Stelter says fake news stories have been especially prevalent this election season. And anyone interested in truthful reporting needs to be especially aware of those outlets trying to mislead anyone who'll listen.
These are the hybrids because they purposely mix a little bit of fact and then a lot of fiction.
I'm Scott Carr.
Transit union officials in Philadelphia promising to fight the city's efforts to end a now 4-day-long strike. A judge who held an emergency hearing Friday on an injunction request made no immediate ruling. The agency says the walkout threatens the public's health, safety, and right to vote. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A beautiful day ahead with temperatures topping out around 69 degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Very dry for today. Also into tonight, temperatures drop to 40 degrees. And then for Sunday, remember, turn those clocks back an hour, 70 degrees. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Whitney Kent.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning. Welcome to Around the House. News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. Thank you for waking up with us this Saturday morning. We're glad you're here. We've got a great show in line for you this morning. But first, I want to make sure that you're comfortable. Relax, sit back, or maybe you're on your way to work. Whatever it is, just relax and sit back. Have yourself a nice cup of PG Tips tea, maybe a little agave nectar, maybe a little coconut milk, or just your favorite latte, whatever it is. I hope you just kick back and enjoy the show. We're going to have a really good time this morning. We're going to be talking about roofing first hour and fencing, not the sport, but the fence that goes around our yards this morning and second hour. But first, I wanted you to know that if you miss any parts of this, it's very important that you know that you can go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com, and click on the weekend shows. Once you get there, you click on Around the House, and then just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the podcasts that are in the lower, I believe it's the right-hand corner. Click on the subject that you're interested in and join me. Then if you have comments, I'd love to hear from you. Just you can comment, I think, from the website about the show, or go to newstalk987.com and let me know what you think. If you have a couple ideas, maybe you have something that you want to talk about this morning. We want to talk with you about that. So email us and we'll see if we can't get that guest on the show for you. As you know, we have a wide variety. We are the number one listened to show on the weekends and we're very proud of that. Thank you all for that. You've done an excellent job. As we go this morning, we're going to be talking about roofing with Brandon Freeman. Brandon Freeman is with Master Construction Alliance. He has years and years of roofing experience, and he's just a great guy. Before we do that, I want you to know, and this is kind of a little tease, in the spring, in January or February, we have not set the date yet, we're going to be giving away a roof. Giving away a roof. Roof, however you say it. And I'm very excited about that. We're partnering with GAF and some of the local suppliers here in Knoxville, and we're going to be giving away that roof system up to, I think it's 35 or 40 squares. So a good size roof, and all you have to do is be present at the event, and your name will be drawn. So if you are in need of a roof, it would be a good time to come and call 458-0416, 458-0416, and get Brandon out to take a look at your roof. Why? Because a lot of decisions can be made ahead of time, and we're going to talk about that a little as Brandon joins us this morning. We're going to be talking about other things as well. And of course, you know that Master Construction Alliance does more than just roofing. We do remodeling, specializing in kitchens and baths, which is my specialty. And then and one of the other general contractors, Jeff Kerr, does custom home building with Master Construction Alliance. And so we have basically the Construction Alliance that is a one-stop shop for you. And we're always happy to talk with you. You know, the good thing is when you have an alliance of three general contractors that come together like Master Construction Alliance, what happens is even if we can't help you, we have such a broad network of folks that we can refer you out to someone that can help you. So there are many, many aspects of construction. And, you know, it's funny, I'll tell you a story that happened to me yesterday. We went to visit a lady that had a local company that came in and gave her a design for the kitchen. And what happened was she got real upset because she realized that, yeah, they gave her the design for the kitchen and they were going to install it. And they kind of gave her some phone numbers for people that she could call that would do the structural work, another number that she could call for sheetrock, another number that she could call for plumbing, another number that she could call for electrical, and yet another number that she could call for flooring. Well, I'll tell you that sounds like it's okay and it came from a real reliable source. However, getting those folks to come in at the right time and knowing the right time is exactly why Master Construction Alliance is your go-to people. We take that whole process and organize it systematically in order to give you a great result. And I know that sounds like bragging, but I'm pretty proud that after 18 years, we've actually got the system down to take care of all of your construction needs. So I do hope that you'll join us today as we talk with Brandon from Master Construction Alliance. And while we're here, I want to talk about Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Dickens is a sponsor for our show. We're very proud to have Dickens as a sponsor. What happens in the winter is interesting because, you know, we kind of make amends to our lawn. I'll do better next year. Well, if you're saying that to yourself, this is a great time to go to Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply off of Balm Drive in Bearden. They will actually help you get a plan, not only for now, what you can do now to your lawn to make it better for the spring and for the winter, but they'll give you a plan for next year so that you can rejuvenate that lawn, have something that you're really proud of. And if you have something that you're really proud of, but you've had a few glitches with the drought this year, Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is a great place to find out what you got and how to handle it. You can call 588-1993. 588-1993 or go to Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply on Balm Drive in Bearden. All right, we're going to be right back with more of Around the House. And we're looking for your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Listen to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and Dayton's Pest Control salute established businesses in this area. Businesses that have weathered some tough times, that we can depend on, that have grown to employ more people. We at News Talk 98.7 and the folks at Dayton's Pest Control are proud to be working and living in such a great area. We invite you to support our local businesses so our economy and standard of living continues to grow. WOKI and Dayton's salute local businesses.
The Phil Show.
My name is Phil Williams. Landon Doan is our producer. You know who Brandon Chicken is? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a Alabama player apparently was holding on to something that belonged to him.
Cannot make this up. Of course, here again, Nick Saban's got quarterbacks leaving him about every other day down in Alabama. Now, Alabama starting outside linebacker Tim Williams arrested early yesterday morning for possessing a firearm without a permit, which, believe it or not, in Alabama is a misdemeanor.
Roll Tide.
1 a.m, police officers were strolling through the parking lot of a Publix grocery store and smelled someone burning some of the devil's lettuce.
I think you know what I'm talking about, Lando. I think you know that I'm talking about the reefer, the weed, the ganja, the marijuana, the Mary Jane, yes.
The sticky icky.
You got that right.
Here again, it takes some damacity to burn a joint in the parking lot of a Publix. Is that not just stupid, first of all?
Powerfully.
It is like, right down the road, you know. But anyway, they're burning the devil's lettuce. The police found Tim Williams and a friend who is not a member of the Crimson Tide football team sitting in Williams' Chevy Impala. After they searched the vehicle, they turned up a baggie of the Marahuni and one unregistered Glock 41. The gun was unregistered. Williams believed his receipt of purchase from the gun store in Louisiana would do the trick. So he was charged. The officer said, "Is that weed yours?" And he said, "Oh, no, it's not." He said he was simply holding the pot for his buddy, Brandon Chicken. And they didn't charge him for the drug possession. Yeah, that's not mine. That belongs to Brandon Chicken. Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, sure it does. Yeah.
Of the chicken.
That's of the, yeah. Mr. Chicken. Brandon Chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this stuff up.
Weekday mornings on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Don't pay it, don't find out, go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield!
Since 2002, Truitt Electric has been the local leading Knoxville electrician for residential electrical services in the East Tennessee Valley. They take great pride in the work they do, which is what sets them apart from the competition. While other companies offer electrical in their services like a side item on a menu, Truitt Electric proudly offers electrical as their main entree. So you can feel good knowing that they've been mastering the skill of electrical work for many years, as opposed to offering you a menu side item like plumbing and painting. Call Truitt Electric and experience the difference. 865-549-7000.
It all comes to a head Tuesday, November 8th, the 2016 presidential election. Clinton. Trump. No matter who wins, it's going to make history, and we will be here to share the moment with you. Election night coverage begins at 8 p.m. Brought to you by Dayton's Pest Control, Pure Magic Car Wash, Nick and Jay's Cafe, and by Patriot Threads. Election 2016 on News Talk 98.7. WOKI.
Good morning. This is Dawn Steimer. You're listening to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're going to introduce Brandon Freeman. Brandon is the roofing aficionado for Master Construction Alliance. He's been doing roofing for a very long time and really has an eye for roofing that can really add value to you as a homeowner. We're going to talk about why. Let's talk about a new roof. So welcome to the program, Brandon. I'm glad to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
All right, let's talk about the new roof process. But before we do that, I want to digress just a minute because you and I have spent some time together looking at roofs. And in fact, we were doing something completely unrelated to roofing. And a gentleman said to us, well, you know, we've had some problems with our roof. And I kind of looked up and saw the tiles in the roof and said, yeah, I'd agree with that because they were pretty dark. And he said, but nobody's been able to be sure why it's leaking. And you went up there and in 10 minutes you came down and said there's hail damage up here that had probably been there for a while. I think a lot of us don't have any idea.
You know, Dawn, that's actually 100% correct. Huh. I think a lot of people don't really realize that, you know, maybe my house may have not gotten to a certain point whenever the big hailstorm went through here, you know, several years ago. You know, most of Knoxville got re-roofed during that time frame.
Right.
Well, excuse me, most of West Knoxville got re-roofed during that time frame. There's a lot of surrounding areas that really didn't take advantage of that or didn't have somebody to help them through the process to actually not be hurt years down the road from where we are now.
So does it take a smaller hail to hurt like a three-tab shingle than it does maybe a dimensional shingle or a high-definition shingle?
Yes, they do make. So a three-tab shingle is thinner than what an architectural shingle is. A three-tab shingle is not going to be as strong to the bigger hail as what an architectural shingle or a three-dimensional shingle will be.
Okay, so then what I'm hearing you say is it doesn't take a huge hailstorm to create a problem on a three-tab shingle.
No, most of them smaller than a quarter will do damage to your roof.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if we have a question, gee, you know, I saw some hail a couple months ago because we had some hail, what, in the spring?
I think it was around
in some
July.
Of the areas. Right. Okay, July. What can I do now? Is it too late?
No, it's absolutely not. You know, the best thing probably to start there is to have somebody, have a roofing contractor, a professional come by and just take a look at it.
Okay.
Most roofers have been trained in what storm damage is.
Okay.
And it never hurts to have them actually look at it.
Right.
They're quick to tell you, hey, yes, that is this way, or no, it's not.
Okay. All right. And they'll get on the roof, because a lot of us just don't want to get on the roof. And they'll get on the roof and tell us, by showing us pictures of our roof, by showing us what's going on. You know, I love technology because we can do so much today with that. And then what happens from there? If I do have some roof damage, do you interface with the insurance company, or is that something that I as a homeowner have to do?
You know, some companies don't mess with it, I guess is the best way to put that.
Okay.
But I know our company, and what I specifically do, I deal directly with insurance companies.
Ah.
So the homeowner still has to be a part of it, because the homeowner needs to know what's going on.
Sure, absolutely.
But, you know, it's our practice that we deal directly with the insurance company so that the homeowner doesn't have to do that. And most roofing companies are that way.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Brandon Freeman from Master Construction Alliance. He is in charge of the roofing division of Master Construction Alliance and has been in the roofing business for years. How many years have you been in it? 10?
Oh, over 10 now.
Over 10.
Over 10.
That's a long
age.
Time.
Don't want to give away age too much.
Okay. Oh, come on. You're a young guy. All right. Let's talk about a new roof process. So whether we have hail damage or it's just time, let's talk about how I know that I need a new roof. Besides a leak. I mean, you know, obviously. But what can I look for?
There's a couple things you can look for, Don. You know, one thing that really sticks out to all of us probably is seeing that you're missing a shingle.
Yeah.
Kind of sticks out like a like a sore thumb on your roof. You know, you don't really miss it, especially if you're driving by or if it's your house.
Right, right.
You know, wet spots in your ceiling obviously is a big one, or staining. You know, a lot of people I've seen maybe every 3 or 4 months, look up at your ceiling. Mm. See if it's turned brown somewhere. You may not know it until...
Yeah, because we don't always pay attention to that. You could be laying there talking on the phone on your couch and look up and think, oh, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them aren't real obvious. You know, in certain lights you can see them,
mm-hmm.
in certain lights you can't. And I had experienced that myself. That's how I found that I had a problem with a portion of my roof. All right, but if I'm standing on the ground and I'm looking up and maybe I bought the house 10 years ago, and I'm not real sure how old the roof was when I got it. How can I tell that it's getting close without getting on the roof?
The best thing there is to call a roofer.
Really?
Call a roofer. They're more than happy to come out and look at it 9 times out of 10.
Well, and I know who you are, and I know who who the company is that you stand for. But roofing has a bad name.
Oh, absolutely.
It just does. And I get... You know, as a homeowner, if I don't know who to call, can I call the Better Business Bureau?
Absolutely, you can. The Better Business Bureau is a great resource and tool for that, to find the right kind of contractor.
So I can actually call the Better Business Bureau and they will say, well, these are the A-plus rated companies in the area.
I don't know if you can call them still, okay. But I know you can go online and check their
online
site.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay, and that's free.
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right, good. All right, so wet spots, staining, dirty and moss growing, that's an interesting thing because we just had a roof that we replaced out in Oak Ridge that he has a wooded lot and he loves the trees. I love the trees, but man, it what should have been a 25 or 30 year roof really was only 15, maybe almost 20. And that's because of all the moss. And the moss kind of ate the shingle. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Wow. You know, that was weird.
Moss is a really weird thing. It does the same thing to your concrete, too.
Mm. True.
You know, if you look at the road, mm-hmm. you get holes and cracks and moss that grows in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you drive on asphalt. Your shingles most of the time are asphalt. So they kind of do the same thing to your roof as it does the road, just without... having anybody actually drive over it or touch it. And it'll spread the granules apart as it's growing into it, and it will actually kick it out. But the fiberglass won't allow the moss to grow through it. But it will kick all the granules off of your shingles.
Yeah, and it was, and besides being very slippery, if you try to get up there and look at it, if you have moss growing on your roof, that's a good thing to replace that, at least that portion of your roof.
Absolutely.
And then I also discussed with this client that he should trim his trees back enough to not give the squirrels an extreme advantage in getting up to his roof, because he actually had squirrels climbing through the vents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a tough thing for him, and I hated to bring him that news, but that was the reality of it, that, you know, it was time for him, even though it was technically early. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Next, we're going to be talking about how to select a contractor, and if you've picked your roofing contractor, now what do I do? More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKL.
Yarbrough. It's not a law firm, it's a talk show. Local, fun, relevant, and sometimes a little quirky. Catherine Howell and Bob Yarbrough, keeping it real. Weekdays 10 to noon on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You know, I just love John Gardner and his crew at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. These guys, they have a plan that walks you through every step of your lawn and your landscape, meaning, gosh, you know, my grass just wasn't the way I wanted it to be this year, and I really want to make an amends to my neighborhood that I'm going to have a better looking yard. Well, John Gardner at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply has been a turf manager of golf courses. He knows just a little bit about turf. Not only that, but they are a Toro dealer, an authorized Toro dealer for Knox County. And that means they have all the residential and commercial zero turns, as well as a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. You know, they just moved to Balm Drive in Bearden, and they have an extensive showroom now with all kinds of things. And there's a lot of things on sale. So don't miss Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply in their new showroom on Balm Drive. You can call them at 588-1993. 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Teleco Village Golf features three of Tennessee's best private golf courses, and for a limited time, they're excited to allow non-member play, giving East Tennessee golfers a chance to take advantage of private club conditions for a limited time. Teleco Village is an established, award-winning private development run by an award-winning staff. Recently awarded the Bliss Award by Real Estate Scorecard and boasting Jim West, the 2014 Tennessee Section Golf Professional of the Year. With three distinct layouts, Teleco's courses can challenge golfers of all skill levels. Tokwa nestles up to Teleco Lake and features narrow tree-lined fairways. Tenassi, like Tokwa, is a par 72 beauty and incorporates Teleco Lake on three of its most beautiful and challenging holes. Teleco's final jewel, the Links at Kahiti, has scenic views of Teleco Lake and the Smoky Mountains. Plus, don't miss Kahiti's 808-yard par 6 ninth. Truly a unique golfing experience. For tee times, guests can call 865-458-4707 up to 5 days in advance. That's 865-458-4707.
A beautiful day ahead with temperatures topping out around 69 degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Very dry for today. Also into tonight, temperatures drop to 40 degrees. And then for Sunday, remember, turn those clocks back an hour, 70 degrees. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Whitney Kent.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Brandon Freeman, the roofing manager for Master Construction Alliance, is in the house live. Brandon has years of roofing experience. He's done it himself. He's also been the roofing manager in other states for other companies. And so we're really delighted to have him here in Knoxville. If you want to contact Brandon, you can call the office at 458-0416, 458-0416, or go to masterconstructionalliance.com, masterconstructionalliance.com. We have an exciting event coming up, sponsored by GAF, and you're a master elite supplier, a GAF master elite company. And I like that because I know when GAF says they're master elite, that means we have been verified and complied with all of GAF's requirements to be a master elite roofing company. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And the extra training that goes along with that is just bar none to nobody else.
They're amazing. And, you know, they really stay with you all the time. I know that Mitchell is a great advocate for you, and he really does help out a lot with new products. If you have a challenge that, you know, you're just, you know, not confused, but just want to have the best solution possible in a situation, because there's some interesting roofing situations out there. And I know there probably aren't many that you haven't seen, but there are new technologies all the time. And so I really love that we have so much support from GAF.
Absolutely. Me too. I think it's a great resource for us.
So anyway, we're going to be giving away a roof pretty quickly here. It's either January or February. I have not set that date yet, but stay tuned because you'll hear lots about it. It's kind of like Roofing 101. It's an event where you can come in and talk to roofing experts and get your questions answered, as well as see what's out there for roofing, what's available. And Brandon will be there, and we're excited about that. We'll announce the date shortly here. All right, let's talk about selecting a contractor. How does that go? You know, we talked about the Better Business Bureau. Maybe you get a few names and you're still kind of gun shy because roofing just has a terrible reputation. Unfortunately, during the hailstorm, we had a lot of outside companies come in, and I will say we needed that help because we had like 35,000 roofs that were done in Knoxville during that time. The local companies here really couldn't have done all that. So I appreciated them coming. What I didn't appreciate is some of the ways they did things and some of the ways that they didn't service the job after because they were gone. So, you know, there are still a couple roofing companies that are here that never left after the hailstorm. And, you know, honestly, I've seen a lot of roof replacements for roofs that were done after the hailstorm. So help us out with this.
You know, absolutely, Don. That's one of the biggest questions I get from homeowners, too, is how do we know that
you are who you say you are? Yeah.
Well, you know, each company should have a vetted process. You know, the Better Business Bureau is a very good reference for that because you can tell who has actually done something with their work or who has not done something with their work.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that is because their ratings will reflect that. You know, if you don't have an A+, it's pretty easy to tell.
There's a problem.
Yeah, there's a big problem there.
Well, I like that too, because I have been to the Better Business Bureau site to look for things that I'm interested in. And construction, we know who to call, but it's not always that simple for someone that isn't in the business. One idea is to call the Better Business Bureau or go to their website, the Better Business Bureau website here in Knoxville, and you can look up a particular company or you can look up a particular segment, like a roofing segment. You can look for local roofers. All right, so what else?
You know, there's a lot of companies that still, even to this day, you might get a knock on your door one day.
Might be Brandon.
it might be. That is something that we do. But, you know, if that guy knocks on the door, maybe hear him out. You'll know really quick whether or not they're a substantial company, you know, because there is a vetting process that you can go through with them that they should have credentials for.
So what does that look like?
Most of the time, it's kind of like us. You know, we have a Master Elite certification. I know there's other companies like Owens Corning that are Master Preferred, Preferred Contractor, I believe is what they call those. Mm-hmm. And there's another company that does different levels of their certified installers. Well, these certified installers are good because these guys have been vetted, trained on what to and not to do to your roof. These guys are actual experts as well.
You know, and this is so important. We're going to get into this a little bit later, but all materials are not alike. All roofing materials are not alike. All roofing fasteners are not alike. And so there's many things that if you look up roofing on Google, because we all look at Google, when you see things like that, you're going to see things that you can ask your roofing contractor about. How are you going to fasten these things? What are you going to use for flashing? I think that those are fair questions. If you couldn't answer that, Brandon, you wouldn't be with Master Construction Alliance. But I wouldn't feel comfortable as a homeowner with you, more importantly.
Right. No, and your contractor should know every little bitty aspect. He should know that galvanized nails have to be a certain length, and they need to be galvanized before you put them on your roof.
That's a great idea.
Because they all have a purpose and a place on your roof. And if everything isn't working together, it's kind of like having Kevlar. You know how Kevlar is weaved together real tight? It's kind of the same concept. If your roof isn't together real tight and working with each other, it's going to break. It'll be easy to get through.
All right. So I would assume, as a homeowner, that every roofing contractor will get on my roof. But that may not be necessary.
That's very, very true. There's a lot of contractors that have been doing this for years and years and years and can most of the time tell within 10 minutes of just being at your house, one, how old it is or around how old it is, and two, whether or not it's bad.
Okay.
Your roof tends to kind of show kind of like ourselves. age sometimes tends to come out a little bit. Well, it comes out a little more strong in others. But
now he's backing up. Okay. All right. So if we don't, if I have a roofing contractor that says, yes, you need a new roof, and I don't need to get on your roof, how are they going to know the measurements?
Well, there's several different companies out there. One that we particularly use is Eagle View, which does an aerial CAD measurement for us.
Seriously?
Absolutely. All we do is go on Google Earth, basically, on their website, and put a little pin on a house, and in about an hour, I have a report that tells me the exact dimensions of that home.
And is that really accurate?
Very, 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 very close.
Okay, good. And what I also think that the homeowner needs to know is that that's not a free service. That is paid for by the roofing company.
Absolutely, and it's a very expensive service.
It is. It's very expensive. So that being said, that should tell you from a professional standpoint that they're already investing in you. They're already investing in you. If they're pulling an Eagle View, and they're also investing in their team, because steep pitch roofs, I don't want you on that steep pitch roof. I would rather that to pay for the Eagle View than to put you on an extremely steep roof and risk that. So there's really good things about Eagle View. Technology really has hit our industry in many ways, and roofing is definitely one of them.
Absolutely.
All right, so now let's talk about what I can expect at an estimate, when I get an estimate, and what I can expect on an insurance claim.
That's a very good, those are two good points, Dawn. You know, what to expect on an estimate is always going to vary from company to company. Hmm. You know, our company, we line item every single little piece of it.
Okay.
So that we can see what all needs to go onto your new roof.
Okay.
Plus, it also helps if it is an insurance claim. We have a line item, I mean, all the way down to what size nails and just about how many we're going to buy.
Wow. You know, really?
I say that information is a big, big, great tool for every homeowner. Mm. You know, don't ever let them overload you. If you don't know what it is, ask.
Ask, yeah.
And most of the time, they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't tell you, you're having a hard time getting out of them, maybe look at somebody else.
All right, so that poses a question, because I saw a lot of this in the hailstorm. When a roof was replaced, as a homeowner, a lot of us assume that they're going to replace the flashing. And that didn't happen a lot of times. Whether it was supposed to or not, it didn't happen. And that's caused a lot of problems.
Absolutely.
A lot of problems.
That absolutely does.
And so how do I know that it's going to be, all the flashing is going to be replaced? Should that be stated in my estimate?
It should be.
Okay.
You know, for a little very long time, common practice was to reuse the flashing.
Yeah.
You know, and the theory behind that was it's not broken, so don't fix it.
Right.
But the problem that poses with that is, you know, you don't go buy a brand new car and put two-year-old tires on it either.
Exactly. Well, that's well stated. All right, so now with an insurance claim, there's a lot of other things involved. It's much different than looking at a new roof from just a client to contractor basis. Now you've got a third party involved. So Absolutely. What does that look like?
Well, that third party is really both the homeowner and the contractor's best friend, because hopefully that third party is writing a check. Mm-hmm. That's the way that is supposed to go. But a good contractor will actually work with that third party and should show up with that third party whenever that third party comes to your home.
Okay.
Whether it be, you know, i.e. Erie Insurance or State Farm or Esurance or Mom and Pop's Insurance Mutual down the road.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Whoever it is that is coming to verify the insurance claim itself, that contractor should be there with them.
Okay.
That's a really big, important piece of that.
I like that idea.
Well, because then that contractor can say, hey, here's my expertise as to what I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking for a needle in a haystack, I'd much rather have four people looking for it than just two.
True. That's a good point. So you would actually meet the insurance company out there and walk the roof with them.
We do, and a lot of other companies do too.
Okay.
And that is a very good practice. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and your contractor does not say that he's going to be there whenever your adjuster shows up, you might really want to be weary of that.
Okay. I'm going to brag on Brandon a little bit. Brandon, I've known you for a while now, and I've seen you use the Xactimate program. That is to the homeowner's advantage, the way you use that. And it's not anything that you do wrong. It's just that you really understand the program and you're really able to get the most bang for the buck, so to speak, out of an insurance company. And that's what we pay for. We pay for that in our insurance. And we also expect that from our contractor, because you can go to bat in situations that other people don't think about and get the most out of the insurance claim. If you're going to make a claim, you might as well get what you should get out of it. So I appreciate you taking the extra time and spending the extra time to do that, to do a thorough estimate on Xactimate. Xactimate, for those of you that don't know, is the number one insurance used software in the nation, as far as I know, that all insurance companies rely on, that they get that from the contractor, or they'll do it themselves and let you look at it and see how what you think before they'll approve a claim.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, the guy that pays for your roof, that adjuster that I was just speaking about, that's most of the time, that's the program that he uses too.
Mm-hmm.
And your contractor should, if they're a real roofing contractor, more than likely have that Xactimate program.
Okay.
I think that's a very good question for homeowners to ask their contractor is what do you guys estimate these roofs with? Is it what program? You know, and the reason that I say that is because you don't want somebody who's just going to come in with a pen and paper and do the math in his head, even though that works for a lot of companies. There are a lot of smaller companies out there that can't afford the Xactimate program.
Right.
That can do that. I'm not saying that those guys are bad either. A lot of those guys do good work. They're a lot smaller, a lot harder, and you don't know if they're going to stick around either.
Well, and the other thing is they're not communicating in the language, and I found this out myself, they're not necessarily communicating in the language that the insurance company understands.
Right.
That's an issue. For the homeowner.
Absolutely. And that's the big key to Xactimate is whenever I say, hey, we used a certified program that goes by an industry standard according to where you're at. I mean, they get so in depth that it goes by the zip code.
If
the zip code changes, so does their pricing. So
interesting. And this has to be updated
every month.
Every month. All right. We're taking your questions at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final questions coming up with Brandon Freeman from Master Construction Alliance when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. Jeff Jarnigan here, and as you know, I spend my Saturdays in the fall announcing the games. With thousands in attendance, my performance always comes down to getting the call right. The same is true in today's competitive real estate market. And with your equity on the line, you can't afford to make the wrong call. Who I trust for my real estate needs is Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty. He knows what it takes to get your home sold fast and how to get you top dollar. Selling or buying a home is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why Ryan works directly with his clients, so you won't be handed off to another agent. You'll get to know him as a friend and trust him, like I do. To find out how to make your best move, call today to list or buy. Call Ryan, 693-SOLD. He's the personable realtor who calls you back. That's 693-SOLD. Or go online to ryancoleman.org. Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection appraisal apply.
Hey, Knoxville, Truitt Electric is the East Tennessee specialist for your residential needs. Electrical work is all they do and the complete focus of their business. Truitt Electric's years of experience and residential focus ensure you get the best service and results for your peace of mind. Call Truitt Electric now and receive $30 off surge protection, $200 off panel replacement, 50% off smoke detector replacement, or $25 off one light installation. For peace of mind, call Truitt Electric at 865-549-7015.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
When your morning commute slows to a crawl, we've got you covered. Adam Litton, Right Now Traffic. Weekday mornings on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Brandon Freeman is in the house from Master Construction Alliance. He's our roofing manager and just has been working the roof business for a long time, really has a lot of expertise. And we're going to take your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255. First up, we have Brad, and Brad has a really good question. Good morning, Brad. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, Brandon. Nice to talk with you this morning. I hadn't listened to your show in quite a while, but I'm glad I've caught it this morning.
All right.
Brandon, this question is directed toward you, sir. I've got a metal roof, and underneath it, the previous owners decided to leave the asphalt shingle roof when they had a roofer come out and put on a new roof of this house prior to us buying it. The roof, not sure how old it is. I'm guessing the metal roof laying on top of the old one is 7 or 8 years old. We've owned the house for 5 years. I've got a water leak at a vent pipe that is above my daughter's bedroom. I can see the water leak spot on the sheetrock. It's on the downhill side of the pipe. I have put roofing tar around the boot up on top, and that has not slowed it up. Currently, I have a bucket up in the attic just to catch any water, any rain. Of course, right now we're in a drought, so that's not really an issue right now. But I did talk to a roofing company at one of the home shows probably a year or so ago, and he suggested the idea that it could either, A, be coming down at the pinnacle, running between the metal roof and the asphalt shingle, or just somehow, you know, the leak has developed, was probably there when the roofer put the new roof on, and it was never addressed to start with.
You know, those are both probably very good guesses. I would almost concur with that, especially if you have done something to the boot itself. It's not going to not leak anymore if it's not the boot. So I do too. I think it's probably at the ridge, and that happens a lot. You know, it's very common to leave those shingles on your roof whenever they put a metal roof to replace a shingled roof. And once the contractor's trying to keep the load, the weight on the house.
Is that the right thing to do, though?
You know, Don, I've been doing this long time now, and it's still industry standard.
Okay.
One of the ways that I learned it was it helps keep the weight on your house.
Mm.
Now, I've also had other companies tell me that that's not the right way and take it all the way down to the wood. But as far as your question, I do believe that it's at the ridge more than likely, or somewhere along there where it's getting in between the shingle and the metal roof.
So what can he do to to check, or is there someplace he can caulk or something? Or is it MP1 you're using, Brad, or what are you using?
Well, the only thing that I have used, of course, I've tried to dress it from the outside because I can see it dripping in the inside once I'm up in the attic. I've just basically used a very thick, gooey, you know, I have a 1 gallon paint can size of roofing tar I've smeared around the old boot. The old boot looks fine. It's the original boot is probably, well, it looks original. It's probably, the house itself is 21 years old. But I didn't want to use any of this Flex Seal just yet from the inside because I want to stop the problem from the outside. If I just spray it up in the attic, that's just kind of putting a band-aid on the problem. I need to stop it from the outside to begin with.
Smart guy.
Absolutely, and that is true. If you seal it just from the inside of your attic, now you've just created a cup to hold water in between wherever.
Oh, good point.
You know, it'll hold in that wood.
All right,
hey,
so
Brandon,
what does he do?
Should I possibly take some sections of the tin off down to the old roof and maybe put tar or something on that, or maybe just have you or your guys come out and take a look at my situation and see what you guys can do?
You know, that's I wish I had a better affirmed answer for you there, Brad, but water tends to go to the path of the least resistant. And that's probably the best call for that would be to have a professional look at it. Because it's more than, it could be coming in from the ridge. It could be coming in from a screw that the grommet has gone away from. You know, it's kind of like running a piece of twine out of your gutter. The water will follow that piece of twine. Just like it will a screw that's in wood. So, I mean,
So I can call maybe the office Monday and schedule an appointment?
Absolutely.
Okay, and just ask for you then.
Sure, yep, that would
got
work.
It. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate your call very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You can call us at 656-8255, 656-8255. Or if you want to talk to Brandon on Monday, it's 458-0416, 458-0416. And we'll get that call directed right to Brandon. All right. Gosh. And I hate that for him. So roofing leaks. You guys handle roofing leaks, right?
Absolutely. And roofing leaks, if anybody ever has a leak, I suggest that you address it very quickly. A lot of people think, oh, well, you know, we can put a tarp up here for a little bit and we'll kind of get by. But the damage has already been done.
Yeah, you've already got the problem. It's not going to go away or heal itself.
Right. It's kind of like bills. They don't just go away.
It's kind of like bills. No, they don't. I've tried that. That never really worked. All right. So we picked a roofing contractor. And what's the next thing? This is really tricky because now we're getting into money.
Absolutely. And, you know, the old saying is money's funny.
And most of us don't think it's too funny.
Right. Well, I guess it depends. You know, and when it comes down to that money side, you know, if it's an insurance claim, Don, most of the time your insurance company is going to have left a check with you that you should have readily available for that contractor of your choice. Unless it's something that the contractor has set up. You know, don't ever pay more than half if you're paying for it out of pocket. Somebody's going to ask for a deposit if you're paying for it out of pocket.
Okay.
And if you are, don't ever pay more than 50%.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. And then do your diligence before you write that check. Know who you're talking to.
Absolutely.
Man, I've seen so many rough things in construction, and I talk about this all the time. I just can't tell you enough that, you know, check them out. Check out these contractors. All right, we got Deb on the line. She's got a comment about metal roofs or a question. Let's see if I can get her up here. Oh, well, it won't come up. Adam, can you put Deb on for me, please? Oh, I got her. Good morning, Deb. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning. Good morning, Dawn. Appreciate your show and always enjoy listening to it when I can.
Thank you.
But a comment was made earlier that is really incorrect. Excuse me. It may be industry standard, and a lot of roofers do put metal roofing over asphalt shingle, but it should not be done by because the metal roofing companies, or many of them, will not warrant that roof if the screws are not put into wood. You either have to be sure you have purlins. Typically, people will do 1-inch purlins, or if they plan the roof originally, they may use plywood instead of OSB.
Right. Okay, I appreciate your comment very much, and I'm going to hang up and let Brandon comment on that, okay?
Sure.
Thank you, Deb. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
You know, and that is a very, very good point. I'm glad that she mentioned that, too, because maybe I just neglected to actually state that. But that is a very common thing from metal roof companies, or excuse me, manufacturers, mm-hmm. That just like your shingled roof, they have industry standards that they must follow, or manufacturing guidelines that they must follow, too.
I just think, as a rule, you never put something new over something old.
Right.
And expect it to perform.
I would never take a bath and then put dirty clothes back on.
Oh, no. All right. Let's talk about, so we talked about deposit, 50%. Product selection. Boy, that's a big deal. And it doesn't sound like a big deal. You think, shingle's a shingle. No, not really.
No, and that's a huge piece because there's so many different products out there. You know, you have 30-year shingles. You have 40-year shingles. Mm. You have 50-year shingles.
You have lifetime shingles.
You have lifetime shingles.
And they really are lifetime. It's crazy.
They really are. They also have different metals that you can choose from. There's metals that look like shingles that aren't shingle, they're metal.
They're cool, too.
Oh, absolutely.
They're really cool. All right, so there's lifetime shingles. Scheduling is really important. We got to have someone that can schedule and get the people out there. Then there's also, if you're dealing with an insurance company, you have the what ifs. What if I discover this or that?
You do have that. And the big thing with the insurance companies is your contractor will know how to get that out of them.
There you go. There you go. So you really have to be able to depend on that contractor to communicate something that he sees or she sees on the roof to the insurance company so that you can get that done in a timely way because your roof's open.
Yes, it is.
And I don't worry about that with you, Brandon, because I know that you really do get what's going on. I want to thank you for being here today and thank you for doing such a good job.
Thank you. I've had a really good time.
All right. If you want to talk to Brandon during the week, you can do so by going to MasterConstructionAlliance.com, MasterConstructionAlliance.com, or you can also call him during the week at 458-0416. And you got a cell number you like to give out, too.
I do. And that can I give it to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's 865-207-9361.
207-9361.
That's it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Don't go away. We've got another whole hour. We're going to be talking with Foothills Fence Company when we return after this news break with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
It seems that everyone has something to say about the 2016 presidential race.
Hillary Clinton is a weak person.
Trump has lowered the bar.
But we want to hear what you have to say. So we're taking the Phil Show on the road for pancakes and politics. Brought to you by Dayton's Pest Control. The only thing hotter than the short stack on your plate will be the political conversation.
Our final pancakes and politics on the Phil Show. Election Day, November the 8th. We'll be at the Chow Hall, 5704 East Emory Road.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Don't pay, don't find out, go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with RhinoShield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield!
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Sunshine and speeches, swing states and pollsters. I'm Christopher Cruz. The presidential campaign blankets Florida today, one of the most important of the dozen or so swing states. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will be soaking up the sunshine. Another important battleground state, North Carolina. Trump was in Wilmington Friday.
Real change also means restoring honesty to government. So we ought to start by getting rid of Hillary Clinton. That would be a good way to start. Be a good way to start.
Clinton was in Cleveland Friday, endorsed by singer Beyonce.
Look how far we've come from having no voice to being on the brink of making history.
Clinton will be in Philadelphia later today, hosting a concert by pop singer Katy Perry. Clergy, especially black pastors, will be working to energize voters from the pulpit tomorrow in the battleground states of Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina. It's the second weekend of an effort that is being called Souls to the Polls. I'm Christopher Cruz. Texas State Police say they're working with other agencies to protect voters against a threat made by Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda's threatened attacks on Monday in Texas, New York, and Virginia. The Texas Department of Public Safety's put out a statement saying it's constantly in touch with other departments and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. The Secretary of Homeland Security in Virginia says there's no reason to expect any disruptions before the election or on Election Day. The New York Port Authority says it already has high levels of patrols in place around bridges, tunnels, and airports. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
A federal judge in Ohio has issued a temporary restraining order against the Trump campaign and the candidate's informal advisor, Roger Stone. The order bars them from harassing or intimidating Ohio voters. And a federal judge has ordered local elections boards in North Carolina to restore voters to the rolls after they were purged too close to Election Day. The NAACP had charged that black voters were targeted. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
You get a little bit of extra sleep tonight. Most of the country is switching back to standard time.
Tonight, when the clock strikes 2 a.m., it'll be time to turn it back 1 hour. Daylight saving time is ending, and it's back to standard time for most people in the United States. The shift moves 1 hour of daylight to the morning from the evening. If you're in Hawaii, most of Arizona, and some of the U.S. territories, you can leave your clocks alone because those places don't observe daylight saving time. Daylight saving time returns at 2 a.m. your local time on Sunday, March 12th. I'm Michael Toscano.
U.S. Supreme Court justices could decide as early as this morning if they will hear an appeal involving an Arizona case dealing with ballot collection. On Friday, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked a state law that makes it a felony for groups to go door to door to collect early ballots and deliver them to the polls. If the Supreme Court declines to hear the appeal, the circuit court order blocking the law remains in place. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A beautiful day ahead with temperatures topping out around 69 degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Very dry for today. Also into tonight, temperatures drop to 40 degrees. And then for Sunday, remember, turn those clocks back an hour, 70 degrees. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Whitney Kent.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome back to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, a big shout out to Brandon Freeman from Master Construction Alliance. Brandon is our roofing manager. Did a fine job this morning. You can reach Brandon during the week at 458-0416, 458-0416, or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com, MasterConstructionAlliance.com, a local company with local roots and a heart for this community. I love that about our company. All right. If you're curious about fencing, this is going to be a great show for you. And if you miss part of it or you have to go into work and you're driving in, but you want to hear all of it, don't worry. We got this for you. Just go to NewsTalk987.com, click on the weekend shows, then click on Around the House and scroll down a little bit. I believe it's on the lower right side. You'll see all the subjects of the shows that we've been doing. And you'll find the subject that you want there somewhere. I promise you will. And we try to cover a wide variety so you can listen to it on podcast anytime and get all those details. I think you'll find it interesting. I want to welcome TJ Foster. TJ is the president of Foothills Fence out of Maryville, Tennessee. And just a great guy. Been in fencing. Foothills Fence has been in fencing for 20 plus years.
Well, we have over 25 years of experience
that
we bring to every project. And good morning, Dawn, and good morning to all the listeners out there. And thank you so much for inviting me to come onto the program and having the opportunity to talk to folks about fencing and maybe lend some professional insight to the DIYers as to some things that we've learned along the way that could help them with their project.
There you go. And that's exactly what this show is all about. So thanks for being here. I'm excited to have you here. We kind of talked about how we were going to organize this, and we talked about organizing it by the particulars of each kind of fence. So is that okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely. That works great.
All right. Let's start with wood, because I personally think wood fencing is beautiful. But there's a lot of things out there. I have so many questions, I don't know what to ask first. Let's start with styles.
Sure. Yeah. There are many different types of wood fencing, and it is a very popular fencing option. The reasons being it's affordable, for a lot of homeowners.
It is more affordable.
It has a very attractive look, gives a natural look. Mm-hmm. It fits into a lot of landscapes and can provide a lot of different utility, whether it be privacy, containment, or decorative.
Okay.
And as far as the styles go, there is a privacy fence, mm-hmm, where you would have the picket and then a picket Placed right next to it.
Okay.
And that's
right.
considered a privacy fence.
Mm-hmm.
As the wood expands and contracts a little bit, where the picket is placed right up next to the other picket can create a bit of a gap. So although it has the name privacy fence, it can in fact act as a semi-private fence because you can see through it to some extent.
So you could space it if you wanted it to be.
Yeah, you could have a six-foot-high picket fence, and that's where you get in when there's a larger space than just putting right up next to the each picket.
Mm-hmm.
When that space is wider than just butted up next to it, now you have a picket fence, and that's where the terminology changes from privacy to picket. Height also. Generally, you're talking about a picket fence when you're 4 feet.
There you go. Right. I think of it shorter. Yeah.
We sometimes make a 4 foot privacy fence if we're trying to contain two dogs.
There you go.
You know, where you're not wanting this dog to have any kind of access to the to the neighboring dog.
Sure, sure.
And they also have a board on board fence. If you want complete privacy, and this is a really popular fencing style for us. So the way that's built, and if I can describe it, because we're talking about very visual things.
We are. And I'm going to give your website out here in just a minute.
And we're going to describe them. And we do have good illustrations board-on-board fencing
you
on our website. So the way the board-on-board fencing works is you put the picket up, the six-foot tall picket,
mm-hmm.
6 inches wide, three stringers. And then you're going to put a space of 3.5 inches.
Okay.
And then another picket. And then a 3.5 inch space, and then another picket, so on and so forth down the line. And then you come back and you lay a picket over that 3.5 inch space.
Really?
So you have a solid wall of wooden picket fencing on one side.
That's a serious privacy fence.
It is a serious privacy fence. It will not have a gap in it.
So it's not like a shadow fence where it's every other around the rails.
Correct. The shadow box uses the same amount of material and has a similar construction method, but you're exactly right. The shadow box is on opposite sides of the stringer. And so when you look at a shadow box, unlike a board-on-board fence, when you look at a shadow box at an angle,
you can see through.
Right. And it is considered a semi-private fence or semi-privacy fence.
Because if you're looking right on, you can't see.
Correct. Right. And in a lot of applications, that's what, in fact, it is doing. So it never really becomes a semi-private fence because it's providing the privacy because you are looking straight on. But for folks who want to make sure that they are getting the privacy, complete privacy, that would be a board-on-board fence. A shadow box fence is considered a good neighbor fence.
Yeah.
Because it looks finished on both sides.
Yes. I was going to ask you, who gets the good side?
Right. And there is no law about that. So folks
but everybody
do ask
thinks
me,
there is.
You know, they say, now, what do the pickets have to face out?
Right.
And the answer to that is no, not necessarily.
Okay.
They don't always have to face out.
Okay.
They can face in. And initially, you might think that in fact, looks better. But in reality, the framework, when it's a quality job,
mm-hmm.
when things are installed correctly,
mm-hmm.
the framework has a depth and texture.
It's very nice.
Of its own.
Yeah.
That is not so stark.
Right.
So although the picket side is considered good side facing in,
mm-hmm.
again, in reality, the framework has a nice depth
and
texture to it.
I like that. I like that mm-hmm. viewpoint because I think that's true. Let's talk about how you set those posts and why is it important to set them not on concrete, but in concrete?
That is right. So we use a full bag of concrete, 80 pounds of concrete.
And you actually mix it before you pour it in?
We do a combination of things depending on what the job is going to dictate. If we are going to mix it, we're going to mix it in the hole.
Okay.
And then bring the post into the mixed concrete. We use a pre-mixed concrete, meaning it doesn't arrive wet. It is it's in a bag, but it's pre-mixed.
Right.
And when that came into the industry, that was a big deal. You know?
It was a big deal.
And it still is. and it utilizes itself very well to giving ourselves the opportunity to set a great post. So if we're going to pre-mix, we're going to pre-mix into the hole. We're going to dig our holes 22 to 24 inches at least.
Okay.
And we're going to use an auger. you know, and the auger.
I've seen homeowners do that. That's a rough piece of equipment to rent.
It can be. there are different types of augers that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
They're from the handheld.
Oh yeah, those are really rough.
Really post hole diggers. Yes. I really wouldn't call it an auger, but and it's functioning as an auger.
Yes.
So you have the post hole diggers. Then you have a two man auger.
Mm-hmm.
It's an engine sitting on top of a drill, an earth drill. And
it's robust
and a person on either side,
uh-huh.
And it's smooth sailing as long as the dirt is soft, but you hit a rock or a root and most likely one of those two people were flying through.
Really?
It can. Because it seizes
funny
up.
Funny visual, but yeah. I don't know. There's an auger running
so
next to it.
We use for the auger that we use actually has a drive shaft on it, and the engine sits on the ground instead of on top.
Ooh, that's nice. So you're not having to hold that and balance it.
Correct. And you're not fighting against the auger. So you can actually put the weight of the operator on top of the drill bit itself.
Right.
And it's now pushing down into the ground. And it's important to have a nice clean hole. So once it's augered, it's not done. You don't just pull the auger out and say, okay, put a post. Now you are going to get the hand diggers and you're going to pull
dirt.
Yeah. And you're going to have a nice clean hole. So when we're taking down an existing fence, sometimes the perception is I'll reuse those holes. We'll pull the post out and we'll reuse those holes. But that in fact doesn't really lend itself to a good installation.
Okay. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up with Foothills Fence. We're going to be talking about your fence here in just a minute. We return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Get stuff done around the house? We've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer. Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, East Tennessee. ANC Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. ANC Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. ANC Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. ANC Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're talking with TJ Foster from Foothills Fence Company, a Maryville company. I wish you could see the look on his face because he is so passionate about what he does. He is the president of Foothills Fence, and we're talking about quality things. We're going to do that in just a second, but I want to give out TJ's number. It's 310-3726. 310-3726. 1-800-926 if you want to talk with him. Or you can go to foothillsfencetn.com. foothillsfencetn.com. I would encourage you to go there because there's a lot of really good quality photos that show the details of those fences that we're going to be talking about. So it's a worthwhile effort to go there and see what TJ's up to. because it's a lot.
Absolutely.
It is. It really is. Now, we talked about wood fencing. One of the things I want to talk about, and this is kind of across the board, do you typically see fencing with one gate, two gates, multiple gates, single wide, double wide?
That's a great question. The typical layout on a residential installation will have one walk gate.
Okay. Which, so a single wide gate,
yeah.
3 feet. So.
Yeah, well, typically now 5 feet.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear that.
It used to be 4 feet.
You can get those riders in there.
Yeah. As everything has grown.
Yes.
You know, in the market.
We've grown.
and the mowers have grown.
Yes.
You know, so it used to be 22 inches is what, you know, a push mower was. Now we're looking at, you know, 42 or 48 inches. And that 48-inch gate with the side chute for the mower, mm-hmm. just doesn't allow for enough space. So 60 inches is the standard now on a walk gate. And there you want to oversize that post. So you're using 4x4 post on the rest of the fence construction when you're talking a wooden fence.
Okay.
But when you get to that gate post, that you want to overbuild that post. And we use a 4x6x10.
Ooh.
So yes, a pressure treated 4x6x10. And where you're using one bag of concrete, and all the other posts here, you want to incorporate as much concrete as possible. So a bag and a half or two bags. Mm-hmm. And you want to dig that hinge post a little deeper than your other post. So if the ground allows. So you want to get down 31, 32, 34 inches on that hinge post. And then you want to have three sets of hinges.
That's huge.
It is huge. And it makes a difference because you want to stabilize that gate as much as you can.
Because the kids are going to slam it.
That's right. That's right. And so you also want to have a heavy-duty latch. We use a heavy-duty latch that has a lockable latch on the outside. You can put a padlock or whatever direction the gate swings. So if a gate swings in, it can be padlocked from the inside. If a gate swings out, it can be padlocked.
Is that how you do that?
Yeah. For the functionality of the thing.
Okay. All right. So lockable and placement is important, typically on the side of the house, I would imagine.
Yeah. So that's it, right. Thank you. So then you also would have a double gate.
Okay.
And those are typically 8 to 10 feet.
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are nice. And so a typical residential installation or, you know, homeowner building a fence would want to incorporate a walk gate and a drive gate.
Okay.
So they have access should they need tree work done at some point in the future, or if they want to incorporate a shed or other work to the landscape, now you have a utility entrance as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I've got Angela on the line. She's got a question for us. All right. Let me see if I can get her on here. There we go. Good morning, Angela. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am actually just pulled up to Home Depot now to get some things for a chain link fence. And this is our first go around with this. So perfect timing. So I have seen, we watched some how-to videos, and then I was driving around town and I saw somebody putting up a fence and they used a wire going along the bottom of the fence.
Yeah, the tension
wire.
The
how-to video didn't have that.
Okay.
So what, can you tell me pros and cons? Should we use that or?
Sure, absolutely. We would recommend you use, that's a tension wire. To use a tension wire along the bottom of the fence line. What it is it's a braided barbless wire. So it's two strands of wire that are kind of twisted together. And you want to attach it to your terminal post, which are an end point. A terminal post on a chain link installation is where you have your hookups. That's where you would have your post cap instead of a loop cap where the top rail passes through and a brace band, which holds a rail end in place for the top rail. The top rail goes into the rail end and then your tension bands, which hold the, what in chain link, it's called fabric. It's woven together. It's, it, So holds the fabric, and you have a tension bar that the tension bands hold the fabric. And then at the bottom, you would, you can attach the tension wire different ways to the terminal post. You can put another brace band at the bottom and feed the tension wire through the brace band and then pigtail it and
twist it.
Twist it.
Right.
Or you can go directly around the terminal and twist it. That's how we do it. We have been doing it for many, many years. It can make that look very finished and dressed up. And then we pull that around the outside of the fence, put tension on it,
Weaving it through the bottom of the fence.
You don't weave it through.
No.
You use little rings called hog rings that then every 12 or 18 inches, you attach that hog ring to that tensioned wire, and it brings it all together.
Wow.
I will say that chain link fence is a good DIY project. I've also watched those videos, and they are very informative and very accurate. Where some of the tricky parts come in with a chain link fence is when you start to get on a slope. You can't just feed the tension bar straight through the wire, you know, in the same channel and then go down a hill. You won't get a good pull. So you have to do what's called a vice cut. So you put the bar down and it alternates. It changes its path through that channel in the chain link. And now you're cutting away the offset, you know, the part that you, so you can get a real pull on the chain link or the fabric itself. Otherwise, you're kind of binding it up. So if you're going straight up and down and then trying to go down a hill.
Are you tracking with this?
Is that making sense, Angela?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm so glad that you said that because probably have to figure out.
Yes, so but it's doable.
Yeah.
And in East Tennessee, that's an issue. So you want to kind of lay the fabric up against the terminal post as you're getting started and put the tension bar down through the fabric, and that's going to, and have it, you know, have the fabric kind of following the grade or the slope.
There you go.
But the tension bar is going to be straight up and down with your plumb post, so it's going to feed a little differently through that fabric. And then just, you know, snip away the excess so you get a nice cut. It's almost like a miter cut with a saw. If you think of a saw, you know, you can't have a 90-degree cut on an end of wood, on the edge of wood, and then expect when it's going at a 45-degree angle to make a 45-degree angle with another piece of wood. It's not going to. So you have to have that. It's almost like making a mitered cut with chain link
fence. So the tension rod does that for you. You just snip it off.
Correct. The tension rod will feed down through the fence.
Right.
And it will
parallel
be
to the post.
Parallel to the post. And the fabric is in line with the grade.
Yeah. There you go.
Following the grade.
Are you checking that, Angela? You got that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
And in East, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling on. And in East Tennessee, that's the norm.
Yeah.
You know, having a flat yard
is unusual.
Is not the norm. That's right. And that's one of the first questions, of course, we have from my installers is, is it flat?
How flat
is it? Right.
Is it Tennessee?
No.
Well, I wish you very, very, very good luck and a good day today as you process that.
It'll turn out great. Just take your time with it and just know that you have some time to work with it. So as you know, you'll get used to it and it'll work out great for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Enjoy yourself, Angela.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. That's a great tip. Man, I'm glad you shared that with her. That is just super timing for her. Good deal.
Well.
All right. So when we're talking about chain link fences, what else do we need to know?
Well, chain link is very often used for containment.
Yes.
So it's a great pet friendly fence.
Okay.
And we work with a lot of amazing people with amazing pets, you know, and I love getting out there and meeting all the deities, as my kids would say, all the pet dogs in the world. It's, and that is the fence of choice when you're looking at containing a pet.
Okay.
Really.
So, what height?
The standard heights for chain link fences are going to be, in a residential application, it's going to be 4 or 6 feet.
Oh.
I'm sorry, 4 or 5 feet tall.
4 or 5. Okay.
Yeah, four or 5 feet tall, depending on the application. And then when you get into more commercial work, you're going to go anywhere from 5, 8, or 10
feet
tall, depending on what the requirement is.
So do you do commercial work with razor wire on top and all that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's got to be wicked on that installer.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with razor wire. I mean, it earns its name, you know. And with chain link fence, there are different styles. You have the galvanized chain link, and then very popular now is the vinyl coated chain link.
Okay. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're going to be taking your questions live with TJ Foster from Foothills Fence when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You know, you compare grocery prices, you look at gas prices. Why not compare interest rates when you're buying something as expensive as a home or refinancing? Fountain City Finance and your buddy Dr. Phil urge you, encourage you to shop around. Remember, two factors to consider: closing cost, interest rate. Shopping around could save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Call Fountain City Finance at 687-8200 and tell them Phil Williams told you to call. 687-8200.
NMLS number 607-7065 and 133-884.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to Master Construction Alliance.
Hi, this is Phil. You know, one of the things I've learned from working here at the radio station is the importance of team. That's why for the longest time I have trusted the team at Pioneer Heating and Air. And now is the perfect time to find out for yourself. Have them come out and perform your fall maintenance. Make sure you need air conditioning or heat this fall, whatever, that it's right there ready. You call 922-2817. Oh, and if you need a new one, remember, it's hard to stop a train. Pioneer Heating and Air, 922-2817.
Pioneer Heating and Air.
Online at pioneercomfort.com.
Hello again. This is Matt White with White's Marble Works. This holiday season, consider a gift that your entire family can enjoy this year and for many years to come. Let us help give your family a beautiful kitchen with our custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. With hundreds of colors and styles to choose from, we can give you something you'll be proud to show off this holiday season. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us on the web at whitesmarbleworks.com and let us help get your home ready for the holidays. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
A beautiful day ahead with temperatures topping out around 69 degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Very dry for today. Also into tonight, temperatures drop to 40 degrees. And then for Sunday, remember, turn those clocks back an hour, 70 degrees. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Whitney Kent.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, I know that sometimes we can only catch a portion of the show, and we have industry experts that are on the show every week, and they bring a lot of content. If you want to see something, or you're doing something DIY like Deb was, just go to the website, News Talk 987, click on Weekend Shows, then click on Around the House and scroll down in that screen and you'll see podcasts. There's lots of topics over there. Adam is gracious enough to enter all those things for us every week. Click on those and you'll get to hear a portion of the show that's directly applicable to your project. That's the kind of stuff we want to bring you. We want to be your DIY headquarters. Phil's on the line. He's got a question for us this morning. Let's see what he's got. Good morning, Phil. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning, Phil.
Yes, good morning, Dawn and TJ. Love your show, Dawn.
Thank you, Phil.
I have a question, and you mentioned about containment fences. Well, I have an escape artist for a dog.
Escape artist.
That does happen.
The dog likes to burrow under the fence. Are there any methods that can...
Yes.
Systemically go under the whole route, because he just goes to another place in the fence when I fill in the hole.
You're not alone with that, although not all dogs learn that they can dig their way out. And I'm thankful for that as a fencing professional. So I don't know what breed of dog that you have, but, you know, beagles are notorious for that kind of behavior. And some of the...
It is a beagle.
Yes. So we had this before, and we came up with a solution. So what kind of fence do you have now in place?
It's a wood fence, a wood picket fence.
Okay. With a wood fence, and the reason why I ask is because we had this application with chain link, but it would work well with wood too, is what we did, we installed what would be like a garden fencing, a wire, a welded wire. It has a rectangular weld to it, so it forms a rectangle about 2 feet tall. You can find it at really any home center, and it comes in rolls of 25 or 50 feet in length, and again, it's about 24 inches. So if you'll roll that out on the ground, okay, and have it perpendicular to the fence, and secure it in place with landscaping fabric. And in your case, I might even recommend getting a 3 foot tall landscape welded wire, and have it go 1 foot up the wooden fence, and then have it bend at a 90 degree angle and lay flush on the ground. Either, you know, staple it or fasten it in some way to the wooden fence, and then use landscaping fabric stakes to hold the welded wire fence into the ground. Now you've created a 90 degree bend. Is that making sense?
That makes perfect sense. That is a wonderful idea.
Then the dog can't dig through that he's welded wire.
Yeah.
And now they still might be able to put some holes in the ground, but they're not going to get anywhere, you know.
And then they'll give up.
And they will give up,
yeah.
Ideally. That's the idea.
All right, Phil.
Great message. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the call, Phil. I appreciate you. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. I'm thinking about what you said. We're talking with TJ Foster, the president of Foothills Fence Company. You can reach them at 310-3726 or by going to foothillsfencetn.com. Great website, lots of great photos. All right, I want to cover vinyl fencing while we're in between phone calls here. Let's talk about vinyl fencing. I have seen a lot of vinyl fencing, and some I see and I think, I don't know if that's going to stand forever.
That's
and
right.
It, you know, you just kind of look at it and think, that's not right. And with a builder eye, you kind of wonder if it was installed right, and then if it was really good quality. Are there different qualities of vinyl fencing?
Absolutely.
How do I choose?
There's a good, better, best quality.
Ah,
so
okay.
You want to look at how it's fastened to the post. It's one of the first.
Because vinyl
things.
Moves.
Vinyl absolutely moves.
Much more than wood does.
Yes, I think, anyway. Sure, and that makes sense. It is going to expand and contract as things get hot and cold. So a popular way or method of attaching that is by brackets. So you set a wooden post that's
still wooden
that's sleeved over. This is a typical installation that's sleeved over with a vinyl
cover.
Post. So it has a cover and it has a wooden core. And then you attach brackets to that sleeved vinyl and you build your fence from there. When we're installing a fence, we use the professional grade material. So now you have a vinyl post that's a thick walled vinyl post, and it doesn't require a wooden post to be in the core of it. It's just a thick walled vinyl post that has routered rail holes.
Okay.
So then the rails click lock into the post itself.
Wow, this is a whole system.
It's a whole system. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And then the pickets themselves, instead of the product that we use with Active Yards, we are an Active Yards market partner. And that is also manufactured and distributed out of Bulls Gap nationally.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's the factory is here locally. So it's, you know, supporting Tennessee jobs and Tennessee economy when we're using the Barrett Outdoor Living product line that is then distributed nationally. But anyway, they're providing us also with a lifetime transferable warranty. But that is going to be a commercial grade where you have a thick-walled vinyl post that then the rails click lock into that vinyl post. And then the pickets themselves aren't just tongue and grooved. There's an ingenuity with the Active Yards product that's a glide lock. Mm-hmm. So the pickets actually click lock into one another. Mm-hmm. And that gives stability to the vinyl fence itself and is going to help with that expansion and contraction.
The click lock.
The click lock.
That's important.
It is.
That's important. Because, man, I've seen them come apart.
That's messy. And it's no longer a privacy fence.
It's terrible.
This is like the vinyl version of a board-on-board fence.
Okay.
With the glide lock technology, you're going to get absolute privacy.
Okay.
We also incorporate an aluminum I-beam in the bottom rail.
Ooh, that's fence.
Yeah, and that's going to keep it from sagging over time. And it's a heavy gauged aluminum I-beam, you know. And our panels are going to be 8 feet, so we're going to go in an 8 feet span from post to post. Again, incorporating a lot of concrete. You want to have at least 80 pounds of concrete in every hole.
So that's the ticket. That's 2 40-pound bags.
That's 2 40-pound bags. Okay. Absolutely. And those vinyl posts, you want to get that hole deep. You want to be at your 31-inch mark,
okay,
you know, because you're wanting to get well into the ground, get a lot of concrete in there, put that vinyl post in there, start click locking the fence together, and provide the client with just a beautiful finish.
It's just like anything else. The prep is the biggest deal. Just important that dig in that post. If you don't get that post deep enough, use enough concrete, it won't matter what else you're doing.
That's
because
right.
You're going to have trouble.
And you can start to identify what may be the conditions of the ground were, what went wrong when we go out to replace a fence.
Mm.
There are, we do a lot of fence replacement. We do a tear out and haul away. A lot of times it's better to start from scratch than to try to
fix something.
Yes.
Especially vinyl.
Yes.
I've got a caller on the line. Let's see what Jim's up to. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Around the House.
Well, good morning, my lady. This is a little off subject, but I just tuned in and I'm enjoying the fence work too. But I have a question. We moved into a house been a long time ago. The house was built back in the early mid 80s. Anyway,
okay,
it's got a garden tub in it, and it didn't have a shower in it. It was just a big old, probably take 50 gallons of water to fill the silly thing up, and you have to step over, you have to step up and then step down into the tub.
Right.
And which is, unless you're a 12-year-old, it's kind of dangerous. But anyway, what I was thinking about doing is cutting. I've already got a little sort of a step to it, but I was thinking about cutting that tub out, and it would take out about 3/4 of the depth of the tub, which I don't think hardly anybody takes a bath anymore. It's always a shower. But anyway, I was wanting to cut out about 1 foot square out of that thing to make a semi walk-in shower. I did install a shower, and it didn't have a shower capability.
Is this cast iron?
But it's still, that's what I'm thinking it is. I haven't peed on it or anything, but I was just wondering what might be the best to use to cut that thing in case it is cast iron. And it, of course, it's in the Hermaster's bathroom, and I don't want to make a mess.
All right. Let me ask you a couple questions, Jim. Is it freestanding? Is this a freestanding tub?
No. The doggone thing is inset. You walk into the bathroom, you step up about 8-inch step, go back to the tub, then you have to step over and down into it, which is that garden tub is as big as a jacuzzi tub without any jets.
Okay.
It's kind of worthless. I don't know why in the world. I think they're called soaker tubs.
They are. And I spend a lot of time taking those out and putting showers in.
Yes, I really do.
I take a lot of time doing that.
The way it is, it would be, I mean, it's up on a level and then down a level. So
I gotcha.
To tear it completely out, it would be real intensive to replace it with a walk-in shower.
All right, so here's...
I didn't want to go through the expense of doing all that. I just want to kind of make it
usable.
Semi-walk-in.
Right.
And want to cut it out and maybe want to help finish it off to where it would be usable.
Well, I have a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
There is a company called Miracle Method. Miracle Method, right. And they do cut tubs and set in a fixed unit that's smooth. See, my big issue is I don't want you to cut cast iron and then have rough edges or try to put wood in there or something. You know, it's going to be difficult to make that comfortable again for your family. So
yes, ma'am.
Miracle Method has a step through that they put on the side of a tub. I don't have their number, but if you look it up, Miracle Method Knoxville, I can tell you this is a good company run by good people that know exactly what they're doing. And if they can't do it, they'll tell you.
Well,
I would go.
I'll look them up and tell them you recommend it.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, lady.
All right. Bye-bye. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Your DIY resource. Some things we do ourselves, some things we don't. But we always bring you the experts in the house, first of all, so you know who to go to if you decide not to do it yourself. And second of all, for people like the lady that was going to Home Depot today, that was sweet.
That's
she
right.
was going to work on a chain link fence, and we had a fence company in here this morning.
Perfect timing.
It was. It was awesome. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls, and we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
And every word you say.
Hey, East Tennessee, ANC Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. ANC Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. ANC Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. ANC Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Tune in for News Talk's newest show, Howlin' Yarbrough, weekdays from 10 to noon on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Gosh, I hope you're having a good time. We're really enjoying ourselves here. We're talking with T.J. Foster, the president of Foothills Fence in Maryville, Tennessee. Buys local products as much as possible.
That's exactly employs right.
Employs local people. I just love this. I love this company, and if you could see T.J., he is very passionate about what he does, and if you look at his website, you're going to know he's very good at what he does. It's Foothills Fence. TN.com, foothillsfencetn.com, or you can call him at 310-3726. That's 865-310-3726. We're going to take in your calls now, and first up is Eddie. Good morning, Eddie. Welcome to Around the House.
Morning. We'll first lay out what we
suffered through. It's our first house. We wanted a fence, nice wood fence, and I'm going to go ahead and name the company's Champion Fencing. They came out, and they were from Michigan, and they built their own woods, and they build their own wood, and it's white cedar, and y'all going to have it down here. It's what they use on the East Coast, and guaranteed 30 years. Don't stain it.
Really?
So they, it was $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
And for a 100-foot section of privacy and then a 50-foot of picket. So they had the one call people come out and they mark, the pipes. And they've got an X out by the road. We had underground utilities. And, I even tell them, I'm at work. I get a call from KUB. These idiots have put their auger right on the X like they were drilling for treasure.
Oh, no.
Ripped the wires loose. That started it. Well, when they put the posts in first, they did, they called it dry concrete. They drilled the hole, poured just concrete bits in there, ran a hose over it a little bit, and they said that the ground, the concrete mix would absorb moisture from the ground.
Okay.
So that was a start. They did get them all 8 feet, and instead of then cut, if they were 8 feet, 2 inches, instead of cutting I guess it's called a runner or whatever to go, it goes from post to post. They just toenailed it so the post, the runner wasn't up against the post.
Mm.
And, 6 years into it, it started falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the posts that rotted. And me and a buddy in the backyard did a just pressure treated from Home Depot. It's still there solid.
That's right.
So I've got to replace it. And I have hound dogs like your previous caller. What I was going to do, your idea is probably better. What I was going to do was I'm going to cut the post off and put new posts in front of those.
Hmm.
And what I was going to do was run my tiller, where the fence is going to go and dig a 6 or 8 inch trench, foot and a half to 2 foot wide, lay some rebar in there, and got a concrete mixture, and then mix concrete and pour that to keep the dog from digging under, and also let that be, because I like the fence to go down, and touch the ground, so that way the fence would be sitting on the concrete instead of the ground, hoping that would prevent it from deteriorating. Does that sound ridiculous?
No, it doesn't. It should work, and you bring up some good points, Eddie, with that. First is a homeowner who's doing a project themselves, and even when you're taking out and replacing an existing fence, always call 811. Call before you dig. Have the major utilities come out and identify where those are, and that will...
Pay attention, because that's where they are.
Absolutely.
And these idiots put that auger. When they put utilities underground, they lay them. They're in conduit, and then they lay like that orange ribbon there.
Mm-hmm, right, right.
And I get there, and the orange ribbon is wrapped up around all of it. The KUB guy was astounded that they weren't, fried like bacon.
Sure, mm-hmm. And that's a concern. I mean, because you will be fried like bacon if you get into one of the electrical lines. Yeah. And the paint marks, the colors mean different things. The red is electrical, blue is water, mm-hmm. Green is sewer. And yellow is gas. And the red and the yellow are the ones. Orange is information cable
yeah.
data.
Yeah.
That
my wife is from Illinois, and all their utilities are underground. Mm-hmm. And our house is pretty good ways off the road, so the wire hung down low, so we had it put underground.
Yeah.
The fence that my buddy and I did in the back, we just, we fixed the concrete. Wet concrete in that way.
Right.
And as you're putting in
the pressure-treated pine, and that fence is still as solid as they would put it up.
Pressure-treated posts are what we recommend as a material, as a wood mm-hmm. material to install as a post. We're looking at introducing a new product. It's a Postmaster fencing system, and it actually has a galvanized metal post that will replace a wooden post as an option for our clients. And it's very similar to a post that would hold up a stop sign. It's a channeled piece of metal.
There you go.
And then your stringer's attached to that post, that metal post, and you're going to get a really, really long life out of it. Because even with the pressure-treated post, you are dealing with wood, which is a naturally occurring material, and it can twist and warp over time.
Do you mix your concrete and put it in there, or do you put it in dry with the...
We do it a variety of different ways. Dry packing the concrete in and then wet watering it in after it's been packed in place has been very, very effective because it's a pre-mixed concrete. Other times we'll mix it in the hole and then set the post into that already wet concrete. But I have evaluated the post after both methods and have had equal results out of both methods.
Eddie, I appreciate your call very much. And I wish you well. If you have any questions, I'm going to give out TJ's number so you're going to be able to talk with him further, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Eddie.
Your call. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255. Taking your final calls with TJ Foster from Foothills Fence here on Around the House. All right, let's talk. We're running out of time, but I want to get to this. I want to talk about aluminum fencing because, man, is that pretty.
It is beautiful. And it is maintenance free.
Is it? Really?
Yes, absolutely. Out of the two, out of all our product lines, the two most maintenance free are going to be the chain link and the aluminum.
What about weed whackers on aluminum?
What we have found that's best, that you can have the pickets pass through the bottom, so you have a lot of individual pickets close to the ground.
Okay.
Or you can have what's called a drop rail. And the drop rail gives you a bar across the bottom, which is much easier to maintain than having individual pickets pass through. So most of the aluminum projects that we install are going to have the drop rail. And we're going to raise that up off of the ground around 2 inches. And that will give us, you know, give the homeowner the opportunity to be able to weed eat.
Okay. Does it tear up the aluminum on a string line, does that tear it
Absolutely.
Up? It does.
Yeah, you don't want to get on top of any of the fence materials, whether we provide them or you do them yourself with you know, lawn maintenance equipment.
Okay,
because it's tough.
Fair enough. All right, let's talk about pools because we didn't get to that, but I want to hit pools. What's the code? What's the best? Talk to me.
Pool code is going to have some nuances to it. Out of the product lines that we offer that are going to simplify meeting pool codes, the vinyl and the aluminum are really built to satisfy pool code. We could have an hour discussion on pool code itself. But if you're looking at installing a fence around a pool, really consider the vinyl and aluminum first. They are going to satisfy that code in the most easiest way.
You're awesome. You know, TJ, I could use another hour talking with you about fences, and I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, I can stay here for the next hour. And talk about fences.
Awesome.
I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. If you heard something or have another question for TJ, you can reach him during the week at 310-3726, 865-310-3726, or go to foothillsfencetn.com. foothillsfencetn.com. You can also catch the podcast at newstalk987.com. Go to weekend shows, click on Around the House, scroll down to those podcasts and pick the one you need information on. We want to be your DIY experts. We also want to say go Vols. Enjoy your Saturday. Go out there and have a good time. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be back with more of Around the House on Newstalk 987 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on Newstalk 98.7 WOKI.
The Titans are at the 500 mark halfway through the regular season, and another road trip happens this Sunday. The Titans travel to Qualcomm Stadium to battle the San Diego Chargers. Kickoff is set for 4:25 Eastern. Mike Keith and Frank Wycheck bring you the call of this game. But first, the award-winning Titans countdown is on the air at 3:30 Eastern. It's the Titans and the Chargers from San Diego, right here on Titans Radio.
The Titans and the Chargers, Sunday at 3:30 on Newstalk 98.7 WOKI.
Don't pay.
Don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call Rhino Shield at 865-219-3070 or log on to rhinoshieldtn.com. Find out more again at rhinoshieldtn.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
Rhino Shield.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. The local market's hot, so if you're thinking of selling, go the full 100 yards. Get the most with Ryan Coleman. Jeff Jarnigan here. My friend Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty is the right play to buy or sell. With 17 years experience and over 1,000 homes sold, Ryan is the name I trust. He works directly with all his clients. He won't hand you off to another agent, so you'll get to know him as a friend while getting top dollar for your home. And get this, if your home oddly doesn't sell, Ryan will buy it, so it's guaranteed to sell. To find out how to make your home a hot property, call Ryan today, 693-SOLD. Hometown Realties, where home, family, and East Tennessee values matter. And Ryan has that winning drive to get you home in the sold zone. To list or buy, aim high, call Ryan Coleman, 693-SOLD. That's 693-7653, or go online, ryancoleman.org.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection appraisal apply.